Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight.
Listen to the Taking a Walk podcast in the coming weeks for a limited series, Greenwich Village.
So if you look on any map of New York, you'll see a grid, except for Greenwich Village.
Musician and author Richard Barone.
When the grid was built, the residents of Greenwich Village refused to be on the grid. And that's just simply one element of what makes Greenwich Village just always unique. It's not on the grid. I mean, that's a symbol. Just that is such a metaphor.
Former manager of the Ramones and Lou Reed, Danny Fields.
This is Joey Ramone way, you might want to notice.
This was Ramone's territory.
Yeah, that's the most stolen street sign in New York.
Look at that.
At one point they had so high, you couldn't read it, but you couldn't steal it either.
Photographer Bob Gruen.
I went to the Apollo Theater for a benefit concert. John and Yoko were there. They were waiting for their car backstage, and a bunch of people were taking pictures, snapshots, you know, like selfies we call them now. And John at one point said, people are always taking our picture and we never see it. What happens with these pictures? And I said, well, I live around the corner from you. I'll show you my pictures.
Music executive Steve Leeds.
Karl Marx used the expression for religion, but I'll rephrase it and put it in the context of music. It's the opiate of the masses. Common denominator that everyone in the world knows in some form or another, from an Aborigine drum in Australia to the beat of Soweto. It's just everywhere. You know, you go, there's some representation of music.
Radio personality Ken Daschau.
I got my first radio job doing weekends at XL Country in Newton, New Jersey, which was 76 miles away. I got $1.76 an hour for a 5-hour show. So I don't know about these youngsters today, Buzz, but if you've totaled in gas, tolls, and if I bought a sandwich, I was pretty much losing $5 a show.
Owner of the Music Inn in Greenwich Village, Jeff Slatnick.
We have shows here at the store. We clean out the drums in this room, and we turn out the lights, and that's the stage, and we set up maybe 40 chairs. And we have open mics every Thursday night.
And that's the core of Greenwich Village forever, these great places that,
Sure.
You know, small venues.
Yeah, I saw Bob Dylan at an open mic in the Café Wa years ago when he was
at an open mic.
Yeah.
Did you think he was any good?
Actually, no.
A special Taking a Walk Greenwich Village series at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.